I was 13. I had no idea what that meant. I had no idea what it meant until it was too late. I never saw my father hit my mother. I came close once when we were going to church. Mom was so depressed she was scared to leave the house. Dad, furious, rushed back in to get her. I didn't see what happened before he took off and left us at home, but I did see her head bleeding at the hairline. I saw her glazed eyes. I heard her whimpering. I don't know if my father remembers this. I don't know if he remembers any of it. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he only remembers the emotions he was feeling when my mother wouldn't leave the house, or the emotions he's feeling now that I'm bringing this memory up. Maybe he can't do anything but gaslight me. Does this feel like an explanation or an excuse? Is there a difference? In writing about the ways my father gaslit me, and offering only select memories and one perspective, does it feel like I'm gaslighting you? Manipulating you? If we can't even get abusers to acknowledge the ways they're abusing others, how can we ever end abuse? This is not a question I expect you to answer. It's just a question I've been asking myself. Particularly since so many discussions around how to deal with abuse tend to focus on the individual. If you're a victim of abuse, you simply need to get away from your abuser, and you'll be fine. You simply need to cut them off, and you'll be fine. And perhaps you will be. But as a society, does telling abuse victims to get away from their abusers really address the causes of abuse? Does it stop the abuser from abusing others? Does it feel like it's solving the problem or ignoring it? The books I've read about abuse usually present domestic violence as an individual problem instead of a societal problem. The authors will explain that abusers usually started off as victims, but when they say that, they tend to mean the abuser was once a victim within an abusive family. That's where the analysis ends. They don't take that logic a few steps further to situate domestic violence within the larger historical context of state violence, looking at the ways that the state specifically victimizes and abuses homeless people, racialized people, LGBTQ2S+ people, women, children, and gender nonconforming people, disabled people, mentally ill people, poor people, and those who embody all possible configurations of those identities.